Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And that was my Mac turning on.
It was 7:06 in the morning, and today is September 1st. It's Labor Day, and what are we doing? We're laboring. That's right. We're laboring today, which is good.
What does Labor Day mean?
Labor Day is
a lot of people like, started, what is Labor Day?
This was started by unions, by members of unions to recognize all the work that union men and women workers have done. And things have changed, not the work they've done, but things have changed, of course, through the country. It's like, you know, today in the editorial was recognizing the what the union workers have done and how it's changed over the decades. It's kind of like the same thing with Memorial Day, is that you forget sometimes that it's a lot of people forget that it's, you know, to honor our veterans who have given their lives in defense of this country. It's just another 3-day holiday. But that's kind of what I understand Labor Day was started about, was to thank all those men and women who work every day to make this the finest nation on the face of the earth.
Okay.
So, good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning. Was it a fun weekend?
Yep. It was a fun weekend. It was kind of,
how about your weekend? Are you busy fighting fires?
A little active.
I saw your photos you uploaded.
What happened? Let's hear about your weekend.
Well, let's see here. A lot of stuff having to do with the Coast Guard Auxiliary. We patrolled Whiskeytown Lake, and basically the auxiliary does no law enforcement. But the Rangers out there are very glad to have us as additional eyes and ears. Plus, the sight of that patrol sign often causes people to think twice if, you know, and maybe push the six-pack back under the boat seat rather than operate a piece of high-speed machinery with no brakes while intoxicated.
Well, did you have a bunch of drunks?
None. They were pretty well behaved this weekend. Some people plowing through the swim areas on plane, things like that. And we gently told them that was a bad idea.
Gently.
So is it true that you shoot flares at them?
Actually, we're not allowed to deploy. We have. This is one of the strange things about regulations. Regulations say that I have to carry flares on my boat, but regulations also say I can't use them. But I can get busted for not having them.
You can't use them.
Anywhere in the National Forest and the North State, pyrotechnics are not allowed. Even safety flares.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can get busted for not having them.
Yeah.
But then
the Coast Guard.
I've got them, but I can't use them. So why should I carry them?
That is classic government bureaucracy at work right there.
This is great. Hey, one of the things we wanted to, because Brenda's involved in fires. Mm-hmm. All the weather stuff she does.
And this is all smoke from Siskiyou.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you about that. You know, it seems like the smoke is heavier.
The winds have shifted and are coming out of the north and pushing all that smoke. There's quite a bit of fire activity in northern Siskiyou County. It shows up just like a sore thumb on satellite pictures even. And it's pushing that smoke down into our area now that the winds have shifted out of the north.
10-man triathlon up in Mount Shasta was canceled.
Oh.
Because running under these conditions would be bad.
Dangerous conditions because of that.
I just know that you know, you can hear my voice, and it's just affected my allergies, you know, of course. You know, and then, of course, you know, many of you know that Carl and I just came back from a beautiful two-week trip with so many things that I think that so many, what do you want to call it?
Iconic experiences.
You know, the Titanic Museum where the Titanic was built. To see Buckingham Palace and Big Ben and walk the streets of London, to visit Guernsey Islands, Orkney Islands, castles, 15th century, 14th century relics, to see a Viking museum, to Yeah. It just went on and on and on. And I think, you know, I've been saying to Carl that in the next 6 months, these little pebbles of where we were will come up, because after a while, it's just this intense wash. Now, we also were with 29 people out of Reading that were lovely people to travel with. We didn't have any whiners, which I keep saying there were no whiners in this group, and that was like a miracle to me. We traveled with my mother and father. My mother's 81, my father's 83. And Carl's sister came from Tennessee and brother-in-law from Tennessee, and my brother came from Sacramento and his wife from Sacramento. So we had the eight of us as a core group that traveled and did all of this stuff together. Again, no complainers, no whiners. It was just... There was so much to see that it was like this wave, this wash of intensity. And, you know, we really, again, want to thank, and we did this on Friday, but we want to thank Jeanette from Avanti Travel and Alice and Bob Garrity, who put together this and asked if we would be interested in coming along. So, you know, we're just now coming off the what it was to lose somewhere 24 hours and travel and then come back.
Jet lag.
Try to unpack, and then have the fire, the kind of the air quality. So, you know, I was wondering with Brenda. You know, was Brenda on the boat with you this weekend?
Oh, absolutely. She she's actually trained as what's called a coxswain. She is in essentially command of the vessel because we decided that
Does that surprise us? No.
Well, I know. I mean that in a good way.
In a good way. She is.
Come on.
Real,
we're just doing a shout out there.
She is the detail person. I'm her technical assistant.
Well, I'm comparing you. I'm talking. She could be in there with all of us on the boat.
Yeah. Okay. So coxswain.
Yeah.
There's two different vessels that we use on Whiskeytown. There's a converted fireboat that is a jet-powered boat. And then we have our own little diesel-powered boat that we run around in. Mm-hmm. Well, run may not be the operative word there, but it's a very non-threatening-looking boat, so people, when we approach them to talk to them, you know, we see kids without life jackets, bad idea. Little bitty kids on a high-speed boat, no life jacket, that's just bad. Yeah. Or riding on the bow of a patio boat where if they fall under, the big sushi maker's going to go right over the top of them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you stop and
say,
you get.
Yeah, you think about that.
Yeah, you stop and you have to say, okay, we need to follow the rules here, folks.
You know, the hardest thing for us, and I mean, when you get back, was you're so pumped up, you know, okay, and you're trying to get yourself, you're trying to get your hours back. But
it takes a while, trust me, the older you get.
I tell you what, my sleep number setting changed from 40 to 45. Almost immediately, which is kind of strange.
Really? Went up. Mine went down.
Yours went down. Mine went up. But I tell you, right now, if you have trouble, realize how hard it is to fall asleep at times. Well, unless you've tried a Sleep Number bed, you are missing out on it, my friends. Made in America, guaranteed. Consumer Reports, number one bed in America.
And you know what Consumer Reports say is that Labor Day weekend is the weekend. Well, of course, today is the day for the biggest mattress sales. The biggest deals the biggest deals for mattresses are right now.
Consumer Reports says that?
Yeah.
I didn't know Consumer Reports said that.
They did.
Anyway, the new Sleep Number beds have this new option called Sleep IQ technology, available on all new Sleep Number beds, and you got to take advantage of this. And what it does is, besides having your dual air technology, it keeps track of how you sleep, and it can help adjust the bed settings. It'll tell you, hey, look, you know, you might want to do this or that. You know, it can't be any better than that. But the way to find out is to head down to the Sleep Number store right in the Target Shopping Center and ask them about it. Get on the bed. Let them give you a Sleep Number setting demonstration. And right now, all beds are on sale. That's right. All beds are on sale. This is the time to do it. Save 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed, but hurry in. Because it ends today. Sleep Number beds right there on 1315 Churn Creek Road.
Hey, well, we got back from our trip. Of course, when I couldn't sleep, there was a stack of magazines, one of which was the Consumer Reports. And so I cracked it open, and they were doing cars. And I guess that the new Buick is just, they talked about Maserati, Buick, Volvo and BMW, and that was in there, as well as the mattresses. And of course, again, we're going back to Sleep Number, but that what Labor Day represents as far as the best deals.
There you go. And they're saying today, they're saying Labor Day is better than Black Friday. So trust us. Head on down to Sleep Number and all the other places that advertise with us that are open today and get a great deal. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. And yes, Angel, the Harley collection is now gone.
Oh, my.
I can't believe that it happened so quick.
Oh, man. And I'll tell you.
I mean, within seconds of me advertising this on the.
And boxes. I'm telling you. I said, Carl, are you sure? There were boxes, 3 boxes of stuff.
That's right. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Carl and the Bot. KCNR, 1460. It's Labor Day, September the 1st. One more time.
Like the legend of the Phoenix. Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, good morning and welcome back to KCNR. We never did tell you the weather, 75 right now in the downtown studios. You know, it looks like we're going to have triple digits today. Areas of smoke is what it's calling for, with temperatures around 103. Areas of smoke as well tonight, with temperatures reaching around 64. Tomorrow we're going to have 98. Wednesday looks like it's about 95. So be careful when you're out there. Probably if you're running outside, don't. Go back inside. Run in place. I'm not sure which gyms are open today, but anyway. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Saturday, as we were driving to a Benton Dog Park, I had this urge when I was listening to Ernie and Dave on Schwappenfell. I bought a bunch of Harley and motorcycle related stuffed models and stuffed animals and all these at a fundraiser because it looked like it was not getting, the bid on it wasn't that good. So I bid on it, and I've had this stuff. Some of it's been in the attic. Some of it's just been just everywhere around the house and here in the office. And it was one of those things that you say, you know what, this needs to go to somebody that wants something like this more than I do. So I called Ernie and Dave, and I said, I have this stuff for sale, not my Harley, but just all the other Harley stuff. And, before I could get off the phone, I had a phone call, and the guy came over, and the gentleman, Lee, came over and bought it. Handed me the money and took away all the Harley stuff. It's gone.
Well, you had dolls, you had stuffed animals, but you had a lot of models.
Models.
And you know what? I guess
models.
It was just, I suppose I if had, you had time to go on eBay
ones,
and.
Lamps,
oh
glasses,
my gosh.
Beer cans, they had Harley on them. I mean, everything. Oh, a stool.
Ornaments.
A stool with, with like.
That was worth $300 right there.
I don't know. I don't think so. But I think the whole thing was, it was really a good deal for him. But I got a good deal on it. And everybody, it all works out. Anyway, hey, Ernie and Dave's, it works. Schwap and sell. Okay.
Did you call it Schwap?
Well, yeah, just because Ruth Angel's on the line here. And she said, Ernie and Dave are so funny. Schwap and sell. Mm-hmm. So it is.
Okay, I got a good one.
Okay.
According to KVUE police in Austin, Texas, they're investigating after someone tried to donate a human skull to a local Goodwill store. An employee of the store found what looked like a real human skull while sorting through donations. That would freak me out. Then I'd probably smell it, and then I would really freak out because I have to smell everything. The Travis County Medical Examiner's Office determined it to be human remains from an adult who may have died 2 years ago. Oh, creeps. Sex and cause of death could not be determined, but police do not suspect foul play, but they would like to speak with whoever donated it. No kidding. Well, we think it was probably something that belonged to the person who donated it, to a relative of the person who donated it. It was part of a collection or an anatomical model or something like that. I don't know. Is that weird? It's kind of like when you watch that show Hoarders, maybe somebody died in the middle of their stuff. And maybe that's why you decided to get rid of your Harley. It's because back to your Harley.
Get rid of your stuff. I didn't get rid of my Harley. The
Harley
is still standing
Harley stuff.
And it starts. Unlike some of my friends, Harleys don't start. Hey, Bad Bob, big news too, it seems like, is all these women out in Hollywood have gotten their nude photos. They were hacked, and it were put up on a site called 4chan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The letter 4 and C-H-A-N. Now, Jennifer Lawrence and all these other people. Now, the question is who? What would this guy hack into to be able to get into something?
Probably.
Like that?
Well, they were talking about this on BBC this morning,
because it's actresses from all the world.
Yeah. By default, if you get yourself OneDrive or Dropbox or one of those services, it will very kindly keep your photos for you. So even if you're uploading them you take a picture and you want to send it to a friend or a loved one or whatever, your phone backs up that picture and sends it off to a cloud service. And people aren't always aware that if they delete it in one place, it'll stay. It's like a roach.
If I take a photo off my phone, my iPhone.
If you subscribe to one of these services, yeah.
And I have iCloud.
And it will go up to iCloud.
It'll go up into the photo part of iCloud and
yes.
stay there?
By default, unless you go in and turn it off.
Well, I don't
Am
care.
I in trouble?
No, you're
did
not.
Did you take a picture of me?
Do I see beads of sweat?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you never know. You know, people are funny. You're coming out of the shower, and somebody takes a picture of you, like Carl, and it goes.
Why am I seeing the scene from European Vacation right now?
and then you think, no, I'm going to delete it. No big deal. Come on, that's not. You've taken pictures of me before.
You know, what comes to mind right now is three young women.
I am not saying anything. I am not saying a damn word about this because first of all, they aren't pictures like that. You know, maybe.
Well, it's an image.
An image.
What comes to my mind, of course, the three young ladies
trouble.
With their ill-timed, with their ill-thought-out moment on MySpace years ago at a KFC in Anderson, which the KFC is no longer there. They have moved on, but I guarantee you at some point in the future, those pictures will come back and haunt those young ladies.
And somebody, one of Angel says, oh, no, Anthony Weiner's wiener is still out there.
That was a frightening thought. You have to keep this in mind. And, you know, you can either really, really disconnect or be aware of what
but
your
you
device
have,
is doing.
Yeah, but if you don't have, like, iCloud or these other things that hold your photos, you're okay. As long as you delete them out of your... out of your phone or something?
Yeah, out of your phone. Now, although deleting is not necessary, when you delete something off of your computer or your phone, the information is still there and can still be dug up unless you do a total wipe. So Lois Lerner's story about, oh, my emails vanished because my laptop. Anybody who knows anything about how we do things in the digital age is going, seriously? You know.
Right. So are you saying that what does it mean by a total wipe?
You have to overwrite the drive repeatedly with ones and zeros to obliterate the data. In other words,
or you can say take it back to its original state.
Yeah. If right? when you delete something on your computer, you sort of draw a line through it, and mm-hmm. if you take it out of say the table of contents, you could still flip through the entire book and find that line of text or whatever again. Mm-hmm. The only way to get rid of it would be to take the pages out and shred them up.
Okay.
Digitally, yeah.
Okay, now, just so everybody knows that's listening, motorists traveling Interstate 5 between the Redding area and Oregon border today, of course, that's going up to Mount Shasta, hello, and are being advised to expect possible construction delays near Antlers Bridge in Lakehead. Ongoing work on the bridge is the interstate reduced to one lane of traffic in each direction. It makes my gills, you know, it's one of those things where my gills start to pop out of my neck when I think about that. Why do they do that right on holiday time? But anyway, the heaviest traffic is expected today between 10 a.m. Hello, and 11 p.m. when you're driving, which could bring delays as long as 2 to 3 hours for southbound drivers, according to officials with the California Department of Transportation. It seems that they're doing construction, major construction, and it says Highway 89, if congestion becomes severe, but big rigs are not advised to travel that route due to weight restrictions on the Lake Britton Bridge near Burney.
Have you been up there at Antlers lately and seen the scope, the complexity of that bridge project? Because not only are you building a good-sized bridge, you're building it on a curve, on a downhill slope. And that's been a kind of a bugaboo bridge for the big rigs. but if you could, that's a massive construction project, and this is when they have to do it, when the weather's good.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry over at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. And our friends over there, Leonard and all of his associates in there, the only watch repair guy in the whole area. Plus, Leonard has just outstanding jewelry. Excuse me. Outstanding jewelry items there, from estate jewelry to Native American to loose stones, you name it, he's got it. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. I know, my voice is going south, and which is why I spent most of yesterday in bed. No, I just, you know how it always catches up. I can go for weeks, months, years. You know, yesterday it kind of caught up with me, and I was a little tired. And
here we are on Labor Day.
Anything I ate was strange. hey, we're going to take a break. It's time to get back into some stuff. ISIS, the Ukraine, and you just mentioned the part about IRS and Lois Lerner. And there's a good article about that, this being the most transparent administration in, quote, history, and the things they have done to keep people from knowing anything. Also want to talk about the Liberty Tour that was here this weekend, this Saturday, and just a lot of other things. And 8 o'clock, we've got Mike Michalak coming in from the Fly Shops World Traveler, but also wants to talk about what's happening. What he sees happening in other countries, what he sees is happening in our economy, and what's going on right here in town, in Redding, in the North State. All this here on Labor Day with Carl Lindebaugh and Bad Bob Belongees. 7:30 in the morning, 75 degrees.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab it and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. I want you to mark your calendars for October 2nd. Looking very, very much forward to performing there. In the Elements Lounge, we're going to turn it into like a vibe of the lounges from way back. You know, when you used to be able to go into the lounges in Vegas and see entertainment. So, Wind River is moving forward, and I want to do some things to push the envelope. And I went to them and said, hey, so we're calling it Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. And I'll have a jazz trio, Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and Bobby Veramentes will be on drums. And we're going to put the tablecloths and the candles and, you know, do a throwback vibe. For a couple hours, the first Thursday of every month. So mark October 2nd. Love you to come out. I think you might want to make reservations. There's, of course, the whole Elements Lounge, but if you sit in the back, I mean, you know, it's got the big bar in the middle, but there's, I think, just a few, like maybe 10 or 12 tables that you can actually have dinner and, you know, see the show, or maybe, you know, have a little dance floor out in front where you, you know, because like I said, we're going to do standards and make it this really cool, like, feel of an old club. And we're missing that in Reading.
Did you see the news article that since the smoke ban went into effect, Wind River's business is up 5%?
Oh, my goodness. They said that their what is it called? When their hotel, not the capacity, what's the name of that? When you...
Yeah. the capacity.
Yeah, the capacity.
For the people that had rooms, they were
their full ratio.
Yeah, their full ratio was like 90 to 100% on some days. Gary Hayward, when he was here as my co-host one day, said, you know, they really studied this for a long time, and they found out they're not against smoking at all. They just said is that about 10% of their customers or less smoked and 90% didn't. So they decided to make this happen. And people, they designate smoking areas out there for people to use. They make sure their machines are protected while they're gone, or their seats. And and it's worked out, I think, fine for everybody. Nobody's complaining about it.
Well, not only that, these high-tech machines don't work well in a smoke environment. I mean, that stuff gets in there and just cruds up the work, so that's saving them money that way, too.
Hmm. Hey, Liberty Tour, that was here this weekend at Wind River. A few hundred people went there for that. I stopped by just to see it. The big thing, when I was there, they were talking about Common Core and the impact that's having on our schools and the children and the learning system. Clive Bundy was going to be there. They had a number of different speakers, State of Jefferson, geoengineering. All this was Paul Preston's and Agenda 21. He puts this together. He's going to have 16 of these events going throughout Southern California and Northern California so that they can talk about these different events and let people talk to the authors of books and all that. It was interesting to see that the first one was kicked off here. The other thing over the weekend, I don't know if you like Joan Rivers.
I'm a fan. I got to work with Joan Rivers in the 80s, and I'm a fan of hers. Oh yeah, she can be crass, and she's like, she's along Don Rickles, a line of just, you know, she holds no prisoners. Takes no prisoners. Sorry. But I've admired a woman. She's 81, but how she's put together her fashion line. I have some of her clothes. I have some of her jewelry. When I opened for her as the Gold Diggers, we opened for David Brenner and Joan Rivers, and every night they flip a coin to see who was going to start first. So this is at the Riviera. Love the Riviera showroom at that time. It was one of the smaller, intimate showrooms on the Strip. And of course, we had a live orchestra, but Joan Rivers would come out. What I liked about Joan Rivers is Joan Rivers was a detail woman. And I'll never forget this. I like to tell the story about how every night before she would go on stage, her assistant or her helper or the woman that, you know, helped her with her costumes and everything, she would polish the bottom of her shoes. Because if she was going to sit on stage and cross her feet, she was going to have the people sitting in the front seeing black shoes. Black on the bottom of her shoes, not scuff marks. And that stuck with me through the years about there's a person who really cares about, it's a detail that many of us don't think about. And that's Joan Rivers. She was hardworking at that point. She had her little daughter with her, Mama Bear. You see her, how close she is with her daughters today. And she's had a lot of tragedy in her life. You know, with a husband committing suicide and then, of course, trying to step out and being banned from the Johnny Carson show for all those years. It was hurtful for him. It was hurtful for her. And anyway, so she's had a routine like a note or a voice, you know, because people just after a while, you push. You're talking all the time. You're flying. You're talking. She had like a routine vocal cord operation and went into cardiac arrest.
Yep, and so now she's in a induced coma right now.
So let's pray for Joan. She's given and done so much. Yes, she actually made up with Elizabeth Taylor because that was the butt of her jokes for so long, you know. And now they became the best of friends, and Debbie Reynolds and all the people she made fun of for all those years. And some people would think that maybe she's cruel. It's just she's just got that raunchy sense of humor. But, you know, she's done a lot of good, and she keeps going. And let's pray for Joan and Joan's family.
All right, Bad Bob, have you seen the movies The Expendables?
I haven't seen that one yet.
The latest one?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's on my list. Talking about Joan Rivers, here's my segue into this. Here's the segue, is that Joan Rivers has been around a long time. She's still entertaining. And you look at the people in The Expendables, and it starts with Sylvester Stallone, who still is making movies, but he's got to be, as Linda says, he's got to be the king of the franchises.
Yeah.
You know, first it was
Rocky.
Well, yeah, first it was the Rocky franchise and then Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's got the Expendables going. And that plus, you know, so many movies in between. And in this, and frankly, I didn't enjoy this one as much as I did the last one, you know, the Expendables 2.
Were they trying too hard?
I think that they're it just didn't have the same oomph in it and the same, you know, the same, the camaraderie. What they did is they brought in younger people.
Mm.
And the younger people came in, and one of them being the girl that's the UFC bantamweight.
Ronda? Is it Rocky?
Ronda Rousey.
I'm telling you what, she's hot.
What a toughie she
is. Ticket, I mean, there, yeah.
Because after that, we just happened to see her when she was defending her championship.
She fought last night.
Yeah, she fought last night and just whacked
round her, one.
A minute and 6 seconds.
Liver punch.
Yep. That was it. Girl dropped. She was fighting. But what I'm doing, and the segue is that Harrison Ford's in it. Harrison Ford's got to be in his 70s.
Yes, he is.
And Stallone is 60s. And there's nothing wrong with being that age. But all these guys, except maybe Jason Strahan, you know, and what it was they brought in, he says, we've lost a step. I'm just banding the team of Dolph Lundgren and Randy Couture and Jason Statham, and there was somebody else in that group too. I'm just disbanding this group. We're getting, you know, you're too slow. So he brings in these other four.
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, young people, except for Antonio Banderas who came in. But it ends up them all being fighting together because of youth and with age.
Arnold
and
Schwarzenegger.
Experience. Yeah, you have Schwarzenegger and Jet Li and, I mean, the whole group's there. But unlike the last one where you had Chuck Norris, who was, you know.
Yeah.
The man.
And yeah, yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, who mm-hmm. was the bad guy. Oh, Mel Gibson was in this, and Mel Gibson played the bad guy. So, but if you're looking for an hour and a half or, you know, of escapism.
Lots of blowing up.
Things blowing up.
Lots of people getting killed.
But not bloody being killed. I mean, just being,
live,
you know,
action
up.
Comic book. It's like the Marvel movies.
Exactly what it is. And anyway.
I see nothing wrong with that. In fact, I was there with Carl sitting there and, you know, I happen to
be. She was whooping it up.
Yeah. I laughed out loud, I'll tell you.
Fun movie to watch. We just went to go see down at the Dollar Theater was Edge of Tomorrow. And think Groundhog Day meets Aliens.
I can't.
As weird as that sounds.
I don't know if I can.
It's a Tom Cruise movie, and basically he ends up having to relive the same day over and over.
Oh. He keeps getting killed, but he learns more each time. Right?
Yeah, yeah. So in that way, it's sort of Groundhog Day-ish. And it's not a great movie, but it's like Pacific Rim.
Okay.
It's a guilty pleasure it's 2 hours of escape.
Okay, I'm trying to end this one on this. But okay, Groundhog Day. How much time did the director really think? What did he see as the time in Groundhog Day that had passed? You know, every day was the same. And Bill Murray become a different person. You know, he learned more every day. How much time do you think the director said had passed? And how much did you think it passed?
Gosh,
he's been here for how long?
From the character's point of view, you mean? From his experience?
From your point of view, about how long you think this has been going on?
Several years, I would say.
How many?
I would say 10 years.
Okay. Do you remember it, hon?
Yes, of course.
Okay, how many years do you think?
How much subjective
time do you think that every day was a new day? How long do you think it was there? How many years was this?
How many years?
Yeah, because every day he learned. Remember, he learned to play the piano. He did all these things. So why? What?
25 years.
25 years. The director said 50.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
He said he picked a director. Says, yeah, I'm thinking around 50 years he was there.
Oh, okay. And that makes sense of a sort. Yeah, all those experiences he had. But that was Harold Ramis directed the movie.
Yeah.
He was a
genius. In fact, he passed away last year, and we were talking about how, you know, wonderful he was. The 100-Foot Journey is another film you must see. It is the Kellen Mirren, Manish Dayal, Rohan Chand, Charlotte Lebon, and Om Puri. Okay, this is, in fact, we were talking about it up at the doggy park. I love the doggy park because talk about neutral. We were talking about this film, and of course, it's Oprah Winfrey and Steven Spielberg. You can get past all that stuff. It's a feel good, one of those films that you would take your family, your mom, your sister, your friends, you know, where you, there's nothing uncomfortable about it. It's a beautiful unfolding story, and it's beautifully filmed, and just a great, you leave, that's what a film should be. I mean, yes, I like to see foreign films. I like to see hardcore films. I like to see, when I talk about hardcore, I'm talking about, I don't mind seeing the blood and guts and one of the cool things about being on United Airlines was I could see documentaries. I saw Tribeca film, foreign films. I watched things of all nature. But this is a film that I think crosses for anybody to go see.
About?
It's called The 100-Foot Journey. Well, this woman is a widow, and she's in.
Oh, is this about the cooking?
Yes, thing? She lives in a and has like a 5-star. Restaurant, and the Indians come.
The Eastern Indians.
Eastern Indians come and buy the place across from her, and it's just so culturally like she crude for her. And they end up finding a commonality, which is food, and then breaks down the walls of any kind of judgment, and there's a lot of humanity that happens with this, and all over culinary and love, and it's just wonderful. And of course, Helen Mirren, I wouldn't doubt it if she wasn't up for Academy Award and this film doesn't receive some nominations as well. It's called The 100-Foot Journey. Go see it.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Mm-hmm. Ted Leidy and his team of NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. And for a limited time, you take the class and you don't have a pistol, you're not sure which one to have, he will provide a pistol for you and ammunition if you take the course. Check him out online, readyinccw.com, or call NFI at 999-1822. Carl and DeBott, it is 7:46 in the morning of September 1st, 75 degrees out there. When we come back, let's talk ISIS and Ukraine, what's happening in both of those. And if the Brits, how far up have the Brits ratcheted up their terror warning system? We'll be right back.
Continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, "Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain." Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim. Used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Gotta have a little Marvin in there.
Labor Day. September the 1st. 75 degrees out there. 7:50 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott here. This portion of the show brought to you by your friends from Redding Crown Motors. Hey, don't go down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Head on over to the Civic Auditorium area because that's where all the cars are. You want a great Labor Day sale.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, if you're looking for a car, truck, SUV, you're not going to find a better deal anywhere in California than this week over with Redding Crown Motors. If you're looking for that brand new Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda, there it is. Or even any other kind previously owned. Not only will they give you great deals, the money stays right here in town. That's right. All those taxes stay here so we can hire more police, which we need. Not only that, but their service department is simply remarkable. Really, really good people there know what they're doing. Give them a call, 223-2177. But stop by Crown Motors today out there.
Hey, we were talking about the England. So I went to security service M15. And said, what is the current national threat level now? Because we're looking at a bunch of stuff that was 3 days ago. I don't know why it's not updating about what's happening right now, but it said the current UK threat level for international terrorism is severe. That means that a terrorist attack is highly likely. The current threat level for Northern Ireland-related terrorism is severe in Northern Ireland. An attack is highly likely and moderate in Great Britain. For more information of the threat level, see the UK's threat level system. So that's what was.
Well, let's talk about ISIS. Then. ISIS is, as we know, has become such a problem. It was first identified well over a year ago, and Mr. Obama was briefed on it. And as he once said, this is like a junior varsity. Just putting a Lakers T-shirt on them doesn't mean they're Kobe Bryant's. Well, yes, they are. They seem to have done pretty well. They've taken a lot of Syria. They've taken a lot of Iraq. Now, I think the scary thing was when President Obama told us that we really don't have a strategy on ISIS. How could the President of the United States actually say that? We don't have a strategy. And the scary part of this is many, I shouldn't say, I'm not saying thousands or hundreds of hundreds, no. But there's many people coming to Islamic jihadists going from England and the UK, and some I've heard up to 100 from the United States are heading over to fight with ISIS. Now, ISIS is the ones that behead people, murder people, murder children, murder soldiers, murder anybody, women, makes no difference. They'll just murder them if they're not fitting into their scheme of what a good Muslim should be. The part about why they're raising all the terrorist levels is because they've got passports and they can come back into the country. This is probably one of the reasons why when you're trying to go through Heathrow Airport right now, don't have 6 ounces of face cream and expect it to get into the or out of the country or onto a plane, I guess I should say, because they are checking it. And if you've got anything else, a pen knife, anything, you wouldn't get on anyway, but you think you have a tough time with TSA United States, go through Heathrow right now. Not only do they get you as you're first coming on, they've got people out walking around looking at you. They're trained in observation of people doing strange things. The other thing is that when you're boarding your plane, they're pulling you out of that line as you're boarding your plane to check to make sure you haven't somehow gotten something else to take aboard that plane with you. Anyway, so ISIS is problem. American citizens are just really concerned about this, yet we see no plan from President Obama yet. Ukraine. Talk about heating up there. Russian President Putin says, oh, no, we're not doing anything there, yet the reports of shelling from inside Russia into Ukraine is coming from in from everywhere, and that all these volunteers to go in and help could be actually Russian soldiers. And the four paratroopers captured inside Ukraine said, oh, we were just here on maneuvers and we got lost. This whole thing is also starting to explode. And what's being done from our end on that? So is a lot of people in Europe believe that Europe is closer to war than it ever has been since World War II because of what Putin's doing in Ukraine, and nothing's being done by the Western powers. They're trying to come up with some kind of plan, and Putin's just laughing at them. My question is this, is on ISIS and Ukraine, and then let's even go back into Syria. We know that you've got Syrian rebels are have now guarding what's left of our embassy in Tripoli because all of our people are gone, as they probably should have been months ago. This whole foreign policy that we don't have for the Middle East, I just don't understand what we're doing here from the very beginning, when you've got Egypt, who is now under military rule again. You've got Syria, which is fighting back and forth. I'm sorry, Libya, which is a hodgepodge of rebel groups fighting each other for control. Syria, where you've got Assad fighting the rebels, but now they're both fighting ISIS. And you're getting help from everybody. And then now we're arming the Kurds to fight ISIS. And the Kurds, when they get all these weapons, are smiling to themselves because now it's Kurdistan is just around the corner. And the Turks, I can imagine, are real happy about that, as are the Iranians, who have been fighting the Kurds for all these centuries. And, you know, just I'm writing off Iraq for right now for anything happening to them. This is the Middle East that we have built over the last 6 years with our president. And I'm just not sure where it's going to end up at. Oh, and the other part, of course, is Israel fighting it out with the Palestinians and Hamas. And the Israelis are sitting there watching what's happening, because ISIS could also push into Jordan. And if ISIS pushes into Jordan, Jordan does not have a credible military force.
There's a school of thought that it seems to be taking root among people who I talk to, and it's brutal and unfortunate, but the basic school of thought is let them kill each other off and deal with whoever's left standing afterward. And I understand that goes against the grain, but it seems like that's about all you can do.
Well, I think the part of it, the whole thing is that we're sitting here on the sidelines, and we're using excuses why we're not getting involved. And at some point, we can do this. We cannot be involved. But then you have to figure out, is ISIS got the capabilities, if they carve out their areas there or to take something, if they have the oil fields, if they have the capabilities to launch terror attacks against the United States? And if that's the case, you know, and here's the other thing is, you know, and I hope that we're fighting this in every way we can. What if there is? We've got 9/11 coming up. What if there's another attack on our shores here?
Do we need another one to get our attention? Is that what it's going to take?
I don't know. But we know that one on Boston, you know, two guys that did it. What about this? What if there's some kind of integrated effort? Who knows how many people have come across the border and how many terrorists are in those groups that came across the border? We don't know. We do not know, because we didn't catch them.
But Carl, the president stood in front of the camera and said, Al-Qaeda is no longer a threat. We got them on the run. They're beat. Remember those words?
Yeah, just like George Bush was standing on the carrier. Mission accomplished. Yeah, right. Yeah. How can we have two people that are running the most powerful country in the world that have no clue? Is that our best and brightest that we have going here? Anyway, hey, talk about best and brightest. We're going to have Mike Michalak on with us right after the news, talking about, you know, not only national politics, let's talk local politics too. The big question, and there was really a good article on Saturday that somebody wrote, says, hey, where's the plan to put the bad guys? You know, you can talk about locking them up, you can talk about arresting them and all these other things, but where's the plan to lock them up? Where can we put these people? Do we have a plan? Let's talk about that later. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. NATO's chief says the alliance's leaders will be asked this week to approve the creation of a high readiness force and the stockpiling of military equipment in Eastern Europe as they consider a number of crises, everything from Ukraine to the Islamic State. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen agrees with the U.S. that all countries should help cover the costs.
We share responsibility of collective defense just as we share the benefits.
The goal would be to help protect member nations against potential Russian aggression. Also at SRNnews.com, in Pakistan, anti-government demonstrators and Pakistani police clash once again as the demonstrators pushed into a sprawling government complex in the country's capital city in an effort to try and reach the prime minister's official residence. In Ferguson, Missouri, police now have begun to wear body cameras. Here's SRN's Linda Kenyon.
According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, police started wearing the body cameras during a protest march Saturday. The march marked the August 9th police shooting of unarmed teenager Michael Brown. Police Chief Tom Jackson says two companies gave the police department about 50 body cameras and officers were trained on using the devices which attached to their uniforms. The thought is that body cameras, which will chronicle police interactions with the public, will lead to less ambiguity and, in the end, less liability for the department. Linda Kenyon, SRN News.
Severe weather played a role in the Northeast yesterday. Weather conditions did everything from slowing operations at airports and wreaking havoc at outdoor sporting and musical events. It even sent people scurrying from a beach after lightning struck three men.
It was really loud, like just boom, like a bomb blew up.
A man describing the sound he heard after the lightning strike on Orchard Beach, New York, as he explained it to WABC-TV. The financial markets are closed today for Labor Day, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
A federal judge has temporarily blocked Louisiana from enforcing its restrictive new abortion law, but Kyle Duncan, an attorney representing the state, says that despite arguments from abortion rights groups, the issue of admitting privileges really is concern for the patient.
They're essentially focused on protecting the patient, such that if there's a complication that requires hospitalization, that patient can have the benefit of her doctor being able to go and provide care for her at the hospital, and so to provide what physicians call continuity of care.
And District Judge John DeGravel says that the law can still take effect today, but he said officials may not penalize the doctors and clinics that sued for breaking it until after a hearing takes place. The controversial aspect of the law is that it requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges to a nearby hospital. Many do not, effectively shutting down the abortion clinics where they work. This is SRN News. The U.S. Forest Service says cloudy skies and lower temperatures are slowing the spread of two powerful forest fires that have been threatening hundreds of homes in Northern California. Information Officer Ken Sandusky says they are asking people to be a little extra cautious as they enjoy the forests over the long Labor Day holiday.
Firefighters have their hands full with lightning starts. The fewer human-caused fires we have, the better off we'll be.
More than 2,100 firefighters and 19 helicopters are on the job. Police in Northern California say San Francisco 49er Ray McDonald has been arrested on domestic violence charges. Niners fan Gary Duarte told KGO-TV players need to learn how to end arguments without violence.
I know at times it's hard, but what can you do? You got to learn to walk.
And a police spokesman said the 29-year-old defensive end was taken into custody early yesterday morning. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:05 in the morning, September the 1st, Labor Day. Hey, we're streaming out at KCNR1460.com, and we are, you can get us on the phone at 530-605-4567. You know, we almost always start our show off, well, Monday through Friday with our Wells Fargo advisors. Of course, it being Labor Day, everybody's off, but we still want to give them a shout out and give them a call, 243-7561. They won't be there, but if you leave a little message saying Happy Labor Day, I think they'll appreciate it. What's the weather look like, hon?
Okay, it looks like we're going to have 103 today. It's currently 76 degrees, and we're going to have areas of smoke. That's our forecast. Oof, in case you got a little bit of, you know, congestion, that's why. Areas of smoke tonight with lows of 64. Tomorrow it's going to be hot around 98, clear. Tomorrow night with temperatures lows of 64. And Wednesday looks like we're up to about 95. Anyway, that's where we're forecasting our weather now, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer.
365-3793. Seniors and veterans discounts, all of that. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, when you said 103, Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. You know, you think that, gosh, it seems like they're just getting hotter. It could be as your system is not working as well as it should. And if that's the case, you need to have Martin and his friends from Alliance Heating and Air come on over. You got an emergency? Well, they're there for you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Mike Michalak is with us today. Mike and his wife are the owners of – his wife, Bertha, are the owners of the fly shop. Mike, though, is the one that founded the fly shop. Is that correct?
Well, it is, and it is, and I founded it with a good friend and partner that 37 years ago. Brad Jackson, who has gone on to other things in the community, and but I've run it by myself for the last 25 years, more than that, 28 years.
Oh, okay. When people are not really familiar with the fly shop, it's a it's a fishing shop. I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
Fly fishing, worldwide
fly fishing,
biggest. My gosh, you know, you do a lot of online sales, and I think you have the biggest catalog, fly fishing catalog, that you personally pour over every year to outdo the last year before. And months go into making this fly fishing catalog where you can just buy, just find for a fly fisherman's dream, anything.
Well, you make me feel real good when you start talking about things like that. But the fly shop, it has been very successful, and successful for a lot of reasons. But one has to consider the fact that fly fishing is a very, very small sport. Let me put that in perspective. And here in Reading, as an example, when so many people are outdoor oriented, so many multifaceted sportsmen that are out there. I woke up this morning. Carl would have been in heaven. I woke up this morning to gunshots outside my window, and because dove season opened today.
Dove season opened.
Okay.
We live in Bertha, and I live in a very rural part of the area, and right across the river is a real popular dove hunting spot, but. You know, again, everyone in the region, many people in the region, are multifaceted outdoorsmen. They hunt, they fish, So fly fishing just seems to be second nature. You consider about how few fly fishermen, though, nationally, worldwide, that there really are to be really big, and fly fishing isn't a very big thing. So I don't have any delusions of grandeur. Put it further in perspective. You know, we have friends. I know you had Eric Woodstrom on the other day.
Yeah.
He just went with us to a trip in Russia. Well, the entire world of fly fishing, at the value of the entire world of fly fishing, and put it in dollars and cents, is including everything at retail. Every single retail dollar that's spent at the fly shop or in Sportsman's Warehouse or in Dick's or every other
Orvis, all these places.
Everything. Right. The entire world of fly fishing, including lodging. You know, the fly fishing lodges in Alaska.
Oh, okay. Including the trips, vacations, everything?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you include everything, it's roughly equivalent to the sales of a Pro V, of the worldwide sales of the Pro V golf ball.
Of a golf ball.
Of the one model, Pro V one golf, of one model, of one brand of golf ball. I enjoy our success, and I enjoy the fact that we're, but you know, you think about
I never,
it.
You never explained it like that. I realize it wasn't that big a market, but one golf ball?
No, it's not. You think about it. You know, there are these great big giant names in fly fishing, brands. The sale of the largest, of the most famous fly rod company in the industry was, in the not too distant past, was somewhere between $9 and $12 million. You know, where there are homes and ranches and farms that sell for $12 million right here in the town and right in the county, and nobody pays any attention to it.
What got you into this?
I always loved the outdoors. As a matter of fact, when I moved, I decided not so much to move to Redding and open a fly shop, but to move to Redding. This is where I always wanted to live. And I sat down with my daughter years ago, 38 years ago, and she was little then. I didn't want her to grow up in an inner city community. And I said, and I wasn't living in an inner city community anyway, but I had some jingle in my pocket and was moving from one lifestyle to another and thought, well, I can live wherever I want. Sat down with a map of the United States in my lap and chose Redding. At that point, I could have lived anywhere. There were a lot of reasons to stay on the West Coast. I had, at that time, aging parents, and I didn't want to be too far away from everything. But this was, Redding has had then and has now, everything that I want in life.
Okay. So what do you think about what's happening in Redding right now?
Well, I think that the things that are happening, Redding's a much nicer place to live now than when I moved here 38 years ago. There, certainly the pace is a little bit different. We have more options and more choices with regard to movies and other things. I opened the paper on the first day that I arrived, and I've always been a subscriber to the Record Searchlight. The newspaper was part of my parents' life, and it's part of my life, birth, and I sit down each morning and did this morning. We pick up the paper, pass it, although Monday morning that's not much of a paper, but
right.
We pass it back and forth and talk about the articles and things. And, I certainly we have our problems, and some of those problems seem to, we're going to have to be dealing with them pretty soon. But, I love Redding. I love everything about it in terms of all of the good things. And I think that, we've got an election coming up and a slate of what I believe are wonderful choices, certainly a lot of choices and a lot of very good ones. It'll be, I think, a very momentous off-season or, off-year election for the community.
With regards to the fly fishing, going back to that for a moment, you're a king in that field. how much in the last 5 years has it grown, this sport of fly fishing? Or would you, call it the, more than just the sport, it's kind of a way of life?
Well, I think that in the last 5 years, it really hasn't grown at all. Nationwide, the number of fly shops since 2008, the last 6 years, has decreased almost 30%. I believe that in terms of outdoor recreation, there are more golf courses that have closed than have opened. Not to stick with a golf analogy, but it's a good one. But there, you know, as particularly when economic belts had to be tightened, people looked for their, you know, looked to the things that they could give up a little bit. But it's interesting at the same time. During the Depression, the fastest growing company during the Depression, I'm not talking about dollars and cents, but talking about how quickly a company grew, the fastest growing company was the Coleman Company. It grew because it was a very affordable form of out, you know, it was part
Coleman
of
Coleman Camping and, exactly. Camping people and all that. One of our people in here said, I think more people would fly fish, but believe it or not, I believe they are a little intimidated. And the false belief that it's a lot more expensive.
Yeah, that is true. You know, there's an awful lot of false impressions about fly fishing. I once picked up the phone and called someone who wrote in the paper about gold card carrying, credit card carrying fly fishermen, or whatever it was, and it kind of perturbed me, obviously. And because I don't feel that way, I think that, you know, the young men. And some of them aren't so young anymore. Most of the guys that work for me have been there forever. But the young men that work for me, they don't speak foreign languages. They try to make it real easy. And as far as dollars and cents go, an entire fly fishing outfit, rod, reel, line, all of the essentials, cost less than a driver, cost less than a real nice dinner out. And that'll set you up for years.
Yeah. Okay, our guest, I'd Mike like Michalak, he and his wife Bertha own the fly shop, and Mike started it with his friend, over 30 years ago. So we're going to be talking more, a little bit more about that, but also things that are happening right here in Reading. Mike has got a worldwide perception that he has gotten because of all the traveling he does. And some of the things he has said to me, I have then gone on and told other people, and they didn't have the background or the ability to grasp this right away. But there are so many things that Reading does have that we are not taking advantage of. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, DeKine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
When I was 21 years old.
That was yesterday when I was 21. Why is everybody laughing so hard
for you?
Why is everybody laughing so hard?
What about that song, When I'm 64?
What about that song when I'm 64? this portion of the show is brought to you by
bars.
Orchard Nutrition. You know, Orchard Nutrition and Joe and his people down there are just outstanding. I mean, they really are. In-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff. You walk in, your cholesterol drops. You don't even have to do anything except just walk in there. North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements anywhere in Northern California. Raw foods, organic foods, classes at night that you can go to for free, water that you can get for free there. Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Give them a call at 244-9141. Our guest, Mike Michalak, and we talked, you know, fishing and the fly shop and such. And one of the things that Mike said to me one day, he says, you know, here we are on one of the most beautiful rivers in the world. 80,000 cars pass by our exits, and we have one restaurant on this river between here and Red Bluff, and it's the View 202, which views into the trailer park across the street. When you said that to me, you know, I hope you were right, because since then I've told 1,000 people about it. Are we not utilizing what we have here, and what should we do to kind of like step forward with this?
Well, that is interesting. I think that the resources, the Redding resources, are underutilized. We have two things, you know, that fall into that category of underutilization from my perspective, and that is the freeway and the river. You know, I'm very proud, as a matter of fact, when I bring my friends and business associates to Redding, you know, one of the first things we do, we'll go out to dinner wherever it is that we go. We'll go out to dinner. I think we have a lot of nice choices here in town. But we'll go out to dinner and then, you know, spend the evening walking across the bridge. But it's the river always seems to incorporate, you know, part of my day. You know, I mentioned that I woke up this morning to the sound of gunshots while I live on the river. And, you know, that I searched and searched and searched years ago to try to find a place that, you know, that I could build on the river. When I built my building, for the first 3 years that we were in Redding, from 1978 to 1981, we were in a small little strip mall owned by Larry Mack. He was a great landlord, right behind Angelo's Pizza Parlor, then in the 2700 block of Churn Creek, down by Sailing Boat and, you know, whatever. But anyway, and every day I would drive home a different route, trying to find something that had freeway visibility. Because you know, I thought it, actually it was probably because of my mother when I was a child, when we were driving along, when we were going to Lake Tahoe or going on holiday. If she saw a sign that said coins or antiques, she stopped. We would try to distract her. We would drive, you know, my brother and sister and I in the back seat of our 1952 DeSoto, we would try to distract my mom and you know, so that she wouldn't see those signs, because if she saw it, she stopped. And that's kind of the way that the fly shop, it isn't coincidental that, you know, that I enlisted the help of a billboard south of town. I want people to know that, you know, that we're in Reading. My company's in Reading. I want people to see my building, although the landscaping has grown up. We commented the other night that I've got to do something about that. But the freeway landscaping has grown up and now shrouds a little bit of the business that it didn't used to. But it's rare that we'll open our doors, and we open early at 7:30 in the morning. It's rare that we open our doors in the morning and there isn't someone that's come in there off the freeway, and you know, because they've seen that business. And you think about how few businesses in Reading take advantage of that. The Kmart, whatever that, you know, that the shopping center that's up there. We know what you see of that is the back of their wall and their dumpsters. Every time I drive by it, I shake my head. The same thing is true with the
outlet store.
With the outlet stores, you know, I look at that and I say, my golly, prime advertising space. I pay a lot for my, not a lot, but I pay for, you know, first for the billboard, and they've got natural billboards and don't use it. When I opened the paper earlier this week, I saw someone make a comment about Biz Johnson and, you know, what a marvelous congressman that he was. Well, of course, he was, I think, if I remember right, he was chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, and he had been in Congress for years and was incredibly powerful. But he was from Wairika. He actually was powerful enough to move the course of the Interstate 5 so that Wairika wasn't bypassed in the same way that Willows and some of the other Highway 99 towns were, and, you know, and made into veritable ghost towns. I'm not criticizing it, you know, but the changing of the course of Highway 99 changed an awful lot of the communities as you move up through the valley. And you think about Wairika, how many exits off the freeway does Wairika have?
Six. And it's a little bitty town.
And it's 7,300 people. It's the county seat of the least populated county, I think, in Northern California. And it has five exits off the freeway. The freeway was moved so that it would run parallel to the main part of town. And how many does Reading have?
Six.
Reading has six exits off the freeway.
I think that's what the sign said, the next six exits. Is Reading.
Let's see.
Do you have more than that?
No, I think we have fewer than that. I think we have half that.
You start Knighton Road.
No, so the Knighton Road's not Reading. That's
Anderson.
No, Anderson's.
But I think it was. I think it said the next. You know what? I don't know for sure.
We've got Bonnie. I think we've got four.
Bonnie View?
No, I think we've got Bonnie View, Cypress, the
44.
44 is not really an exit, but that will count that, and then you've got Oasis, and that's four, and you're essentially out of town.
I got Twin View also.
Twin View's
way out there.
Okay,
yeah, Twin View's out there though.
No, but you see my
point.
Where
the Harley shop is.
That's true. But you see my point.
We don't have
a lot of
advertising and everything on this.
That's right. And of course, when they talk about moving Costco, that was, you know, one of the major issues was freeway access and improving that freeway access. Incredibly expensive in this day of age to do things like that. Back to the topic, and that's the fact that we have two amazing assets, the freeway and the river, and I think that they're both underutilized.
Okay. We got to take a quick break here. Here's a question, though, from Sun Gold. I'm noticing an increase in the number of women taking an interest in fly fishing in the past few years. Can your guest comment on that?
Last week we had a school at our ranch up in northeastern California between Weed and Klamath Falls, Antelope Creek Ranch. We had a school that was just for women. There were 12 women up there that, you know, they just had a ball. Linda's been to one of those. Didn't you go to one of those?
We were up there and you had, yes, I did. I went up with the girls to the ranch. It was fabulous.
But you didn't have a fly fishing class.
Well, we went up to that particular Antelope Lodge, and it's also a wonderful retreat. We didn't fish while we were up there, but we enjoyed, there was a fish camp, kids fish camp going on at the same time.
Well, the school that we did last week was a fly fishing school just for women. It was a slightly different approach to, you know, to teaching women to fish. But the answer is yes, a lot of women do get into fly fishing, not just because they're being dragged into it by their husbands or boyfriends or whatever. I think it's a wonderful thing.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Mike Michelet, owner of the – he and his wife own a berth, own the fly shop. And though – I don't know if you said it, but he's the – I guess you've got – as a privately owned corporation in fly fishing, you're the largest for being like privately owned, right?
Well, I think ours is probably the largest fly fishing shop, independent fly fishing shop in the country. We're not Orvis or Cabela's or – but at the same time, you know, it is the largest private, you know, independent fly fishing shop in the United States.
You know,
and the reason
I bring that up is because that's not easy to do or to maintain, and you've maintained that and you've grown too during a tough economy. That's why I want to talk to you about what you see is going to happen here. Where do we need to go in the next 5 years here as far as business and for Redding? I know that crime is one of the big questions we need to talk about and what to do with people, but also what kind of business, QM, do we need, or what kind of business do we need to attract, and what are some of the things we can do to do that? We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Redding City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Redding City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification require. Cancellation fee, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply.
If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best deal in entertainment. Only Dish brings you the best in entertainment for less than $20 a month. Cut the cable and don't get directed. Switch to Dish because at just $19.99, Dish saves you every time you turn on the TV. It's so simple. The same channels cost less with Dish. So since you can't see the difference, don't pay the difference. Switch to Dish for the best deal in entertainment. Get premium movie channels free for 3 months, starting at just $19.99. Dish saves you every time you turn on the TV. Call now to save with Dish. Dial 1-877-326-3861. That's 1-877-326-3861. The same channels for less than $20 a month. Dish. Call 1-877-326-3861 for details.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
It's a beautiful night.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:34 in the morning, 75 degrees out there. Weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are cool. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Senior and Veterans Discounts, locally owned and operated. 365-3793. They bring you the weather every day. It's going to be 103 today and smoky. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. I think they probably are not open today, but they'll be open tomorrow. That's where I'm going to be, get my hair cut. What else is going on? Okay, Mike Michalak is our guest from Fly Shop. Another question here is, are the rivers or parts of rivers fly fishing only?
There are. Yeah. State Senator Bob Wilson, years ago passed a law that has been pretty much ignored by legislature that required that a certain portion of California waters be considered for catch and release, fly fishing only, and considered is the operative word here. But the answer to the question is there are parts of Shasta County, a small section of Hat Creek up above Lake Britton, that's fly fishing only. Portions of Fall River are fly fishing only. But you know, for the most part, the true fly fishing only sections of California are kind of like the wilderness areas. They're just places that nobody else really wanted. And, and because they became fly fishing only, they became targeted by fly fishermen. They're generally catch and release, fly fishing only, barbless hooks. Those are conservation oriented ways to fish. Consider this, that if a person went out and caught a limit of fish every day, and you put some dollar value on that limit of fish, say, a fish is a half a pound and they pay $10 a pound for trout or whatever in the world it is, that if you went and caught 5 trout a day, that a woman on AFDC, Aid for Dependent Children, probably doesn't make as much money as the value of that fish. So, these fish out there in the stream are very valuable. They're valuable from a local perspective, and I'm not criticizing people that keep a fish. I don't care. But, that catching a lot of fish and taking them home just to show your friends, I think it's probably less expensive to go to Safeway in the first place or go wherever, whatever grocery store that you go to. But fly fishing is a conservation-oriented approach to fishing. When you catch a fish with a fly, generally, you catch them in the lip. You don't catch them down in the gills. That's what happens with treble hooks and what happens with bait. And again, I'm not criticizing that kind of fishing. Bass fishermen isn't, competitive bass fishermen now, they're very, very concerned about the fish that they catch. They catch them, they keep them alive, they weigh them, photograph them, and let them go. And you think about the upper Sacramento as an example after the spill, which was more than a decade ago now. The upper Sacramento is opened as a year-round fishery, very little of it. I don't think there's any of it anymore that's fly fishing only, might be. But part of that was fly fishing only for 5 years after the spill. The quality of the fishing in that portion of the upper Sacramento then was phenomenal. And I have to tell you, you couldn't find a hotel room in Dunsmuir. Those people like to have those days back. Every fly fisherman in the American West was targeting the upper Sacramento at that point. They were catching those fish and they were letting them go. Those of you, if you're walking across the Sundial Bridge or you're anywhere in town, you're at the view, you know, looking down, you see all those drift boats that come by. Generally, they're full of fly fishermen, and generally, those people are letting those fish go. But it's not fly fishing only.
Yeah. Okay. You've been in Redding a long time, and you've seen a lot of changes coming through here. And one of the things we talked about was before we took, when we came back from our break was, what's facing Redding right now, Mike? What would you do when you, the economy is kind of starting to come back. We've got a lot of problems here. What would you say the largest problem facing our community is right now?
I think that the problem facing the community is trying to find some balance between a Christian concept of how to deal with our criminals, our homeless people, and solve a problem permanently rather than simply stick a bunch of folks, behind bars. It's a conundrum. You defined it for me the other night. There are essentially three reasons why so many of the people that we see are, homeless or carrying those signs. And how do you deal with that? How do you deal with the fact that at least by what I read, a third of those people who are homeless are dealing with drug issues. Another third of those are dealing with emotional or psychological issues. Some of those may be, veterans like yourself or unlike yourself. A whole lot of those guys out there. And even your heart goes out to them. What are you going to do? How are we going to solve that problem? I would think, and here we are. We have a very temperate climate. It's not cold in Redding. It doesn't get cold in Redding. Not very cold anyway. So we have a very temperate climate. It's more receptive to sleeping outdoors than downtown San Francisco.
Well, that's what Plenty says. What we need to help with this problem right now is a cold, wet, nasty winter, which will move a lot of people south.
Well, that's right. Let's see. We're going to take those people and they're going to go elsewhere. I suppose that would be nice, but that still doesn't solve the problem. All it does is move it to someone else's backyard. This is real difficult, and I think you have to go to the core. You have to look inside yourself and go to the core of this and say, we need, let's see, we're talking now about a quarter cent tax increase, sales tax increase, to go to help our policemen so that what they can do is, better finance the police force. And, it's not a bad idea. I don't know that that's the solution. It may not be my solution. But, at the same time, what are you going to do with these people when you got them? We need more jails. Part of what's on our ballot is dealing with the marijuana issue. A complicated question in itself, very, very complicated. At the same time, you go back to this whole, the victimless crime concept that's been, circulated for as long as I've been alive. These are difficult challenges, and I don't think there are simple answers. And frankly, I think that we have, we're going to pretty much rearrange our city council. We have a whole new slate of people. We're going to pick three new city councilmen for Redding. That's a quorum, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Or return one, or return two. We could just put two of the incumbents back on.
The choices that we make, though,
right,
constitute a quorum. So, what those people have to say with regard to their ideas, we have to pay attention. These are serious issues, and there are no simple answers to them. One answer might lead to, another problem. Let's see, if we arrest more people, what are we going to do? Well, then we're going to need more places, more space to put them in jail, and everybody's all perturbed by AB 109, the fact that this revolving door. It's not news to you two that our home was burglarized only a week ago. The first time I've lived in that house for 28 years. I mentioned to Linda that I was lulled into complacency by, we often left our home for the entire day and forgot to lock it, didn't close the garage door. you know, that, you know, my friends on the police department roll their eyes when they hear that. And so we, you know, we didn't do that, but now we do. Now we, you know, we're more cautious as we probably should have been in the first place. Our home, incidentally, was locked when we were, when I was gone. I was in Russia at the time. When our home was burglarized, the door was locked. The alarm wasn't on. Well, we turn the alarm on now when we leave the house. I had breakfast with my friend Chris Corbett, Corbett's Restaurant here in town. There's a plug.
We know Chris real well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, but I had, you know, and they say, well, you know,
good wine merchant.
You bet. And when Chris and his wife Mel go down to the river and they take a walk, they'll turn their alarm on when they leave the house, and they consider that to be prudent. It's a shame that we have to move that far in that, you know, that we have to move in that direction, but it's a fact, and it's a fact of life.
We've turned on our alarm ever since I've been here for 7 years. I put up security lights, so the motion detector lights as people walk through, that they come on. And for me, that's probably from my military background. But also it's a type of thing that you want to – it's one of those ways that you want to trust but then verify.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
We're products of our own experience. Yep. And my experience in life, I grew up in a little tiny town. You know, my mother, until the day she sold her house last November, and she lived there for 68 years, I don't think she ever locked her door.
Well, a lot of people didn't back then.
You bet.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Mike Michalak is our guest. And when we come back, I like to talk about businesses here in town and what you see as far as the economy in Reading. It's one thing. Crime, of course, is a big question, and the homeless, and as you said, and try and get our arms around that. But what can we as citizens – I think it's too important just to let – politicians make the decisions. We've got, as citizens, have got to jump in here and do some things. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM on your dial. Thanks for joining us today. We've been with Mike Michalak here from the Fly Shop, and we're currently, I just had a wonderful email. My computer's doing a funky thing, though. The card just came out. But I wanted to do a Bonnie Sharp, who is the tourism. There's a place that's called Reading Tourism inside of the Turtle Bay Museum gift area, and Bonnie Sharp is there every day. She works diligently, or a couple days a week at least, and so she sent a nice email shouting out to the Fly Shop, and that she thinks they're so professional, and sends people that want to know Sacramento River information in general. She'll pick up the phone and have them call the Fly, and calls the Fly Shop. And so Bonnie says wonderful things, you know. And Mike, I read this email to you at the break, and I just wanted to, you know, say that people are cheering you on behind the scenes and in the scenes, whether you know it or not.
Well, I do know it, as a matter of fact. I think that, you know, there's a Reading is not nearly as symbiotic as it should be. It's not as synergistic as it should be. We need to, you know, we need to help each other. We need to support our local businesses. You know, I'm not saying anything against national chains or that, because I just went to an Italian dinner last night at a national chain. We need to support our local restaurants. You know, those places that you know, where the money's kept here.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yes, Mike, I just wanted to comment that I had a hunting and fishing club up in the Fall River Valley in the 90s, and I was fortunate enough through my father's association with Walton Powell to fish and fly and learn to fly fish with Walton Powell, one of the most famous bamboo rod builders in the world. And that experience will never be forgotten. And my point to you is that he talked of your operation and your fly shop with the most high regard, and that he came up and I spent his last few years. He was dying of prostate cancer. And so anyway, fly fishing is such a great, relaxing, and inspirational sport. So keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much, Walton Powell. In fact, the entire Powell family, you know, were responsible for keeping the fly fishing tradition alive in this part of California during and through World War II and afterwards. Walton's father, E.C. Powell, was one of the most famous rod builders in the history of the sport. Walton took it up. He passed it on to his son, Press, who unfortunately has also passed away. I met Walton Powell when I was 18 years and 10 days old. He walked into this little bar that was at the mouth of the Klamath River, and he came in with the guy, what was his name, that Cannon on TV.
Oh,
William Conrad.
William Conrad, thank you. He walked into this little bar. William Conrad was with him, who was a collector of cane rods. And I was just 18 years old and was sitting at this bar at Klamath Glen. Bartender came up and asked me what I'd like to drink. And I thought, well, why not? I'll have a Coors. And I had this big cowboy hat pulled down practically over my ears, and it must have been real dark because he served me, and I was trying to be as inconspicuous as possible. And Walton Powell walked in and stood next to me, and he was quite a conspicuous guy and just a real character. I admired him, and I appreciated, like you, Billy Bob, I appreciated knowing him.
Thanks a lot, Billy Bob. Hey,
Well, what a great stories. And I think, you know, although I don't fly fish, you know, when you're out there with one, I think it's one with nature. Is that what happens? So, you know, after you, it's so quiet. You're not fly fishing and BSing about, you know, what's happened in the day until maybe you break and go back into camp.
Well, it's kind of like every sport. What happens is you start out, fly fishing seems so difficult because you've got to learn to cast, and then pretty soon it's like painting a wall. You're automatic, and you're suddenly, you know, rather than thinking about your casting, you don't have to think about it much anymore, and you're enjoying nature. But I think that's the same thing that is true about most outdoor sports. When you're bicycling,
Well, let me change the subject completely here. We've discussed a lot of different issues. I mean, one of the things that we talked about is 80,000 cars going by, not enough freeway exits, and all this. The building of the Sheraton Hotel. It's up in front of the voters. And wow, and you're somebody that tourism is good to you.
Measure B. I think this is an important decision. I hope that, you know, we talk about the things that we can do for our community. One of the most important things that we can do for our community is get out there and vote. You know, we're not electing a president. We're not going to elect, apparently our congressman is a shoo-in, so, you know, why pay much attention to that? This is an off-year election. And so why mail in your ballot? Why go to the voting booth? Well, the answer to the question is because some of these things are very important. I think Measure B is very important. And let me tell you why. And that wasn't my purpose in coming in.
Kind of flows into what we're talking about.
Absolutely. I feel very strongly about this. I think that Turtle Bay is very, very important. I think that Turtle Bay has to stand on its own 2 feet. The Redding City Council, the city of Redding has told them that they they're going to be off the tip. They're not going to be dependent on city funds. And one way to do it, in fact, you know, the most sensible way to do it is for them to look to other areas of generating income. The hotel that they proposed to build, the hotel that I hope that they're going to build, is going to be one of the nicest hotels in Redding. Let me tell you that, you know, Redding can use another hotel. And among those people who are the most vocal supporters of this new hotel are hotel owners that are local. You go to the meetings, you see that. And when they, you know, when we all stand up and pass and make our decision in the voting booth, you know, my decision is going to be yes on B, because I think it's more than yes on Turtle Bay. I think it's more than yes on a hotel. I think it's more than yes on a sensible development of city property. It's yes on Redding.
Yes on Redding. Well, you know, when people ask me why I got, because we don't take sides. We will never do an endorsement for a city council or a county supervisor or that. And I was told, well, you know, maybe you should stand back from this. You know, you, Carl, and you should stand back from this. And I said, you know, I can't stand back from this one, because I believe, just like you do, that this is a vote about Redding and where we're going. We've had other chances to build other things that have never happened. And when I see the reasoning against it and the reasoning for it, I find the reasoning for it to be higher or be stronger than saying no to this. It doesn't mean that I don't respect the people who are bringing, Tom Corrado and his group. Tom and I are friends. I respect him. I respect the people that are leading this fight against it. But on the other hand, I think that on this one position, they're wrong. That we do need this hotel. We do need Turtle Bay to be independent. And this is just one of the things that's going to be that will bring people off the road and then lead them into other parts of our county.
And it sends a message. And when you say yes on Redding, Carl and I believe in the Raise the Bar Redding. You know, we had Eric Woodstrom on here on Friday, and Eric was talking about, you know, with the bank and their small business supporters. There's a company that's looking to come here, and they've done the dance. But they've had, you know, with looking at some of the negative comments, things that have been misquoted, perhaps by reporters, things that are, you know, with the crime statistics and some other things that have not been flavorable or favorable. I will say that, you know, right now we're at the crux of what is going to happen with the future of Reading. And if we don't have this hotel go through, I think it sends a ripple effect around anybody from around the world that wants to come to Reading. Well, you can't get anything done. They're not doing anything. They're not progressive. They're not moving forward. So this is a part of what I think and what we think is moving forward.
Well, believe me, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that this – I don't know so much that it's a crossroads or a – You know, end point. But I'll tell you what, I hope everybody goes out there and enlightens themselves, informs themselves about their decisions as much as they can, and they walk into that polling booth with, you know, with an open mind.
Yeah, just don't listen to me or Mike or Tom or Red or you know, Patrick or Randall. Find out for yourself what this means, because, you know, this is the big thing, is read up on it. What can it do? And you've got to understand this. Just don't take sound bites. Don't take bumper stickers and make your mind up on this one. Okay. Hey, tomorrow,
Dr.
Piyush Dinuka will be with us, and we're going to be talking Obamacare and things that we learned in the UK that we can just show is heading down where we're going next. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. British Prime Minister David Cameron is drawing the line.
We are proud to be an open, free and tolerant nation. But that tolerance must never be confused with a passive acceptance of cultures living separate lives or people behaving in ways that run completely counter to our values.
The Prime Minister is asking Parliament for new powers to combat Islamic radicals. Cameron is especially concerned about British citizens fighting with ISIS terrorists abroad.
It is abhorrent that people who declare their allegiance elsewhere are able to return to the United Kingdom and pose a threat to our national security.
Bafo Talabani is a British native who is fighting ISIS with the pro-Western Kurds in Iraq. He says that ISIS must be destroyed over there.
This is the front on the war on terrorism, and if we don't stop this here, they will come for the West. They'll come for England, they'll come for Europe, they'll come for the United States. They need to be stopped, and they need to be stopped decisively.
He spoke with Britain Sky News. Also at SRNnews.com, cloudy skies.